Hey, where are you going?
I gotta get home.
America, it's time to come home.
It's time to come home.
By bringing common sense back into the nonsense. Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where America comes home.
Get on home.
Down this dirt road, you're going to find determination and grit, opinions that matter, and a big old helping of good discernment. And now, the woman that wishes the D.C. occupiers would stop making her use her mom voice.
Do not make me come down there.
Here's your host and the voice of common sense, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. I hope that something I say or share with you today will encourage you, help you to, and help all of us, me too. I need to be encouraged to get up and do something. And I think I do that every day when I come in here. But then some days I just wonder, do you ever have that where you just wonder, well, is it enough? Is it enough? Well, maybe by just one, it's not enough. But all of us together, it's a plenty. You know, it really is. And that's what it's going to be about today. We're going to have to understand that we need to stand together. Let's go to the Lord in prayer first, and we'll do that together. For such a time as this, O most gracious Heavenly Father, we come before you. We praise you for the many blessings you have bestowed upon us that we know we do not deserve. We thank you for our families, our loved ones, our friends. We thank you for our health. And Father, even for those who are suffering right now with maybe bad health, we thank you that they have doctors and we have health care that we can lean on. But more importantly, that we have that hope of eternity with you, regardless of what this world brings, for this flesh is temporary. We know that. I'm realizing that more and more each day. And Father, I pray that we will be a repentant people, that I will have a repentant heart. It's not enough just to say, forgive me. We must change our ways. And we know that we can do that through you. And Father, I beg for your protection of all those who are listening. Protect them. Protect their families. Protect those who have been incarcerated or are being held hostages. Protect all our students who are being stupid and the ones who are being harassed and are now in fear of their lives. Father, protect us from our stupidity and our ignorance. I pray that you will protect President Donald J. Trump. Place your hedge of protection around him, Father. And all those who are counseling him, may they give him godly counsel, wisdom in these times. I pray for Peter Navarro, who is imprisoned. I pray for the other J6 prisoners. Let them know, Father, we have not forgotten them. May they feel our love around them. May they feel your love around them. We pray for guidance, Father, and discernment. For common sense, boldness, and courage. Each day I rattle off a list. But God, most of all, we need to move forward in love and in wisdom, your wisdom. We need to act for your righteousness. Not the things that we want, but the things that are good for the kingdom, your kingdom. Help us, Father, to endure the persecution that we are enduring. I fear it might get worse. But give us strength. For we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. For such a time as this, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. What came to my mind, top of mind, is that the phrase these days, top of mind? Are Americans caught between a rock and a hard place? I think we feel that way sometimes. If we are caught between a rock and a hard place, then it would seem as once again we are in a difficult situation where we will have to choose between two equally unpleasant courses of action. That's what that means. And I know when I feel desperate, and there have been many times that I have felt desperate. It's not been as bad lately. Not that I haven't been in the same desperate situations, but maybe I'm getting older and wiser. But when I'm in a desperate situation, when I feel like I'm backed in the corner, I make some pretty bad decisions. It's happened numerous times here with the show. When I couldn't pay a bill and I thought this was the way or that was the way. I didn't ever borrow money. I didn't do that, folks. But I made decisions that weren't good. Didn't help the situation. Slowly I learn. Learn slowly you do, as Yoda might say. Every news story seems to be lacking in common sense more than the next one. It just seems like it gets worse. And as far as our representative republic, seriously? Are these people in Congress truly representing we the people? Are they the reason we're between a rock and a hard place? I don't believe that they're representing us, do you? Yet, we vote them in over and over and over and over again because I guess we feel like we're between a rock and a hard place. There are so many lies that we have been taught throughout the years. The one lie that I'm going to think about here is you can't beat City Hall. That is a lie. The fight will not be pleasant. And you can't win or beat them if you don't engage and get in the fight. If you just throw up your hands and say, I can't beat City Hall. Voting for the lesser of two evils is also something that we feel many times, that we're between a rock and a hard place. And that possibly is not a lie. I know we have, all of us, have voted for the lesser of two evils. And I believe this is one of those hard spots Americans find ourselves in. The monopoly of the two-party system, which we cannot seem to break. They together created the swamp. I want you to understand that. They together created the swamp. And the swamp protects the system of governance. Not our constitutional republic, but the system they have put in place because there was an insurrection and it was done by them. Putting in this systematic deep state government that runs contrary to us. Climate change is a lie and it is enriching many people, but it's breaking we the people. Throwing money at Ukraine or in Ukraine or however you want to put it. We were all in for that the first time around. But now, after a gazillion bazillion tax dollars, I'm kind of done with it. Our representatives, however, are not. There's an old saying, with friends like that, who needs enemies? If our elected representatives refuse to represent we the people, are we then between a rock and a hard place? We cannot allow ourselves to feel as though we are the victims. Yes, they use and abuse and ignore us a lot. But we are the consent of the governed. We have power over them. We simply do not realize the depth of our own power. They do, though. Why do you think they try to demean you by telling you, oh, it's too complicated, you can't understand it, and we have privy to information you don't have? Or why do you think they created the deep state to fix it so that it's so difficult to fire them? Because they knew one day we would be on to them. Why do you think they cheat in elections? Because they know if we the people ever, ever figure it out and get angry enough to turn out and vote, we might just trump them. It does seem and feel as though we the people are between a rock and a hard place. But there's a couple of documents we hold that can blast the rock and soften the hard place and bring America home. Liberty is always in the hands of the people, but first it must be a longing and a lust within their hearts. There's a certain enthusiasm in liberty causing mankind or human nature to rise above itself in acts of bravery and heroism. What do you think? Can we get enthused? You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We'll be right back.
Daniel Turner, founder and executive director of Power the Future, agrees that America is blessed with an abundance of reliable energy sources. Our natural resources are the lifeblood of our nation and have made our nation prosperous. Rural America is the heart of production in this nation. Our food, manufacturing, trucking, and yes, our energy. Power the Future promotes jobs in rural America, specifically our energy jobs. These jobs are all under attack. Wealthy radicals like Tom Steyer and George Soros promised to break the nation's energy independence. Their beloved Green New Deal attacks all that is good in this nation. Our food, our land, our jobs, our families, and of course, our gassy cows. Power the Future is fighting for you, rural America. Join them. Visit PowerTheFuture.com. See the latest news and donate to those who are fighting for you. PowerTheFuture.com. Power the Future is fighting to keep America's lights on.
Are you satisfied with the benefit you get from expensive nutritional supplements that contain less than 12 minerals? You can't get much help from 8 or 10 minerals if your body needs 60 minerals every day. The nutritional product Immuno 150 is an incredible supplement that contains 70 plant-derived colloidal minerals plus 80 additional nutrients. This whole month's supply of 150 incredible ingredients is available for $59.95. Immuno 150's base of 70 minerals is what accounts for its unbelievable 95% reorder rate. The average person notices a tremendous difference within 4 or 5 weeks. Now check it out by visiting the website immuno150.com. That's immuno150.com or call toll-free 888-316-2224. That's 888-316-2224.
Hear ye, hear ye. Read all about it. The American Crisis Continues. In her new book, The American Crisis Continues, Beth Ann elaborates on the crises America faces today. Invasion at the border, insurrections, lawlessness, climate change, and the cry for democracy. These are the times that try men's souls. Thomas Paine's words continue to speak to Americans today. We the people once again find ourselves under tyranny. In The American Crisis Continues, you'll glean wisdom from our founding fathers and an understanding why belief in Creator God is the foundation of this nation. Liberty is always in the hands of the people, but first it must be a longing and a lust within their hearts. The American Crisis Continues is a must read. Order your copy today at csctalkradio.com. or Amazon.com.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. So there is a certain enthusiasm in liberty causing human nature to rise above itself in acts of bravery and heroism. That's a quote from Alexander Hamilton, and I just love that quote. But not just for today, but for all the tomorrows. For our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren, our posterity, Americans, America's sons and daughters. Can we? Let's do it. Let's grab some of that enthusiasm. Share it with your neighbor. Share it with your friends and family. Commit a few acts of bravery and heroism. I don't mean violent acts. You know I don't. And bring America home. Because we can beat City Hall because we the people actually own it. That's kind of the way it works, my friends. So what's brought all this on? Oh, I have to share this quote because I just love it, and it goes along with what I'm trying to tell you here in just a few minutes. I don't know who this Michael Knowles is. He has his own show. I don't know if it's a TV show, a radio show, or what it is, but he gets quoted every once in a while, and this is a quote from him. Americans, this is like a conversation here. Americans say, hey, Congress, it would be great if you could fix this economy, close the border, and take care of the fentanyl epidemic. House of Representatives, well, the best we can do is ban TikTok. What do you think, America? Do you think that's the best they can do for us? Now, I'm getting mixed signals on these things called bills in Congress. So once again, they passed a bill. And this is coming from the American Greatness staff. I got it yesterday afternoon. Here are the Republicans who backed Biden's forever war and ignored our border. So they passed another bill, but I'm a little confused on this, and I'm serious about my confusion, because in this, they give a list of the Republicans and the Democrats who voted which way and what way and all that. And 311 to 112, and they sent the package on. It was $60.8 billion in the aid for Ukraine. And that bill, well, it says that bill could not pass without the help of 101 Republicans, which it got. In fact, it got 100. Anyway, now it's going to the Senate. The Senate will pass it because it's pretty, even Stephen up there and the Republicans like, you know, Mitt Romney and Collins and Murkowski and all them, they always vote Democrat anyway. They might as well be Democrats. But I have a list. And I will reserve not reading it entirely to you because I want to make some other points. It says in this article, the speaker appears willing to risk his speakership for promoting foreign aid schemes that do nothing to protect and secure the American homeland while adding to an already out of control national debt. I don't know about you, but I'm kind of sick and tired of it. Rand Paul is upset with him. It said Rand Paul, in fact, he was kind of one that shared the list. He says House Speaker Mike Johnson has been under intense pressure from his members and his own party to stop forcing American payers to pick a side in a conflict thousands of miles away. Now, I know if you listen to some of these other talk show hosts, you know, they're saying, well, Americans just don't understand how important it is here in Ukraine. And that's Republicans, and there's some of them that I like to listen to, but that doesn't mean I agree with them on all things. And, you know, at first we were kind of, oh, my gosh, poor Ukrainians. And now I'm thinking, I want some accountability for this money I'm sending over there. And I want our representatives to represent us more than they represent Ukraine. So after they pass this, Republicans and Democrats alike waving their flags, their Ukrainian flags, waving them and chanting for Ukraine. But not for the U.S. Not for us. Not for our border. No, 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 no. We can't do that. But for some reason, they're all excited to send your money to Ukraine. Run this country's debt up higher and higher. And there will be a crash eventually. And maybe that's what they're hoping for. Maybe they're hoping that'll happen before the election in November. And then they'll claim some kind of a emergency. We're under tyranny, my friends. I should have put that in the monologue. Are we between a rock and a hard place? Are we just under tyranny? I believe maybe it's all three. So the vote. I'm just going to give you the vote as per Missouri. Now, there were, in Missouri, we have 8 representatives. 3 of them voted nay. 3 of them voted yay. 2 were cowards. And I'm going to name the cowards. They chose not to vote. Now, I didn't look up to see, well, are they in the hospital or something? Did their mother die? What happened that they didn't vote? This was kind of a vote where you really needed to show up. The 2 cowards, Jason Smith, who's down there all the time trying to get his hanging on to Trump's coattails. But he couldn't vote because he's a coward. Are you listening, Jason Smith? And the other one, well, he's on the way out. Blaine Lutkemeyer, the coward. They didn't vote. They chose not to show their hand. Well, Blaine Lutkemeyer is the one. You've heard me talk in the last election when we had people in here that were running in Missouri that were no names, really, basically, they were retired militaries, care about this country. He literally told one of them, you're not in the secession plan. You see, the elected officials, it's a plan and a scam to keep the American people from actually having representation. They're getting rich up there. I don't know what Jason Smith is doing. But we had, I counted them. Let me see how many cowards were there? 21 cowards? Is that correct? Yes. 21 didn't vote. Democrats, two. Republicans, two. Two of them from Missouri. So Missouri broke even. 3-3 and two cowards. I guess we should have had three cowards. I don't know. If they don't vote, you shouldn't vote them in. If they can't take it seriously enough to show up to work, then they shouldn't even be there. Well, I have an article here from the Daily Caller that's calling it a stunning betrayal that the Republican voters opposed shoveling billions of dollars to Ukraine. GOP leadership did it anyway. The Republican voters don't want it, but the representatives in the GOP, they did it anyway. They know you don't want it, but what do you know? You're just peasants. You're not privy to the information that they have. Well, what we said when we were kids, baloney feathers. Baloney feathers. Rudy's getting ready to say something.
So I real quick looked up Jason Smith since you wanted to know kind of who he was. Of his Facebook posts, he says, actions speak louder than words. And I thought,
what does inaction speak?
Inaction spoke pretty loud.
Yeah. Hey, Jason, if you're listening, come on and explain to me why you didn't vote. Come on and explain it to me. And we'll look up the register of your voting record. Coward. Coward. That's what they are, is cowards. So I have another article here. It says it's not a winning strategy because now they're all upset. Margaret Taylor Greene wants to get rid of Johnson and take care of this business. And it's, we got to have a GOP that works together. Well, they're not going to have a GOP that works together. You know, my husband made a comment, and he's very wise. And he made a comment that he's kind of glad that they don't always all agree. And I agree with him, except I just wish they'd quit agreeing with the Democrats. They're going to think outside the box. Why don't they think inside the Constitution? I don't think any of them do that. There were some on this list. I will go back to the list when we come back from this commercial break. That I was kind of shocked, but nothing really shocks me anymore with these. And I'll explain that to you. Some names that you would think would stand with the American people who did not. They stood with Ukraine. I don't know that they waved any flags. And we're going to talk about the waving of the flags, too. Something else is coming up on that. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Are Americans between a rock and a hard place? Are we ready to take charge of our country and bring America home? We'll be right back.
For such a time as this, we know that the heart of a nation takes on the heart of its people. If the people have turned from God, the nation is doomed in sin. God is in control of all nations and their leaders. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. The future of this nation is relying on the bended knees of the people, God's people. Will you accept this challenge to sacrifice 5 minutes a day to kneel and to pray For such a time as this, Queen Esther was put in place by God to save her people. You have that same obligation now. Will you humble yourselves and pray, ask forgiveness, and trust in our God to heal our land and bring America home?
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you.
There's nothing wrong with global communication. After all, high tech has made our world seem smaller. But now we hear terms such as global governance. Henry Lamb's book, A Short Course in Global Governance, is a clear education, indeed, regarding the importance of knowing and understanding global governance. Do you believe the UN should have power over the United States or any other nation? With global governance, there is no sovereign United States of America. Read firsthand and learn the true agenda of global governance. America says, private property shall not be taken for public use without just compensation. However, global governance says, private ownership of land contributes to social injustice. Public control of land use is indispensable. Learn more now. A Short Course in Global Governance is only $7.50. Visit our online store at csctalkradio.com or send $7.50 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018 for your A Short Course in Global Governance.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Well, yesterday when I went through this list, and it is a long list because it's every vote, every non-vote, 21 of them didn't vote. I don't know the what to fours as to why they didn't vote. I just know they didn't vote. But Missouri didn't do very well. We had three yays, three nays, so they canceled one another out, and two cowards. And the cowards are Jason Smith and Blaine Lukemire. Yep, I'm calling you out, folks. But then I got to wondering, you know, I've been mentioning to you that when we're talking about not winning, and then emails just go like this, just like this. I mean, one after the other of some Republican somewhere wanting my money so they can win. Well, they can win, and then they'll go up to Congress, and we will lose. So these are some that I think very highly of. And they are on the United States House Committee Oversight and Accountability, the Committee of Oversight and Accountability. We've seen them. They're the ones that are investigating Hunter Biden and Biden and goes on and on and on. So I was curious to see how they voted. Biggs voted nay. Bobart voted nay. She's on the committee. Burchett voted nay. Trying to find him here. Cloud voted nay. I don't really know that one. That one's from Texas. Comer, the head of that committee, voted yes. Donalds from Florida voted nay. Fallon, he's from Texas also, voted yes. Fox from North Carolina voted yes. I'm not giving you the Democrat ones, just the Republican ones. Fry from South Carolina voted yes. Gozer from Arizona voted no. Green, you know, Margaret Taylor Green, she voted no. Grothman from Wisconsin voted yes. Higgins from Louisiana voted no. Jim Jordan. We all know Jim, right? Rolls up his sleeves. He's a wrestler. He voted yes. It seems he's not going to wrestle for the American people. He'd rather wrestle for Ukraine. Langworthy, I don't know him. He's from New York. Voted yes. And McLean from Michigan voted yes. Nancy Mace from South Carolina voted no. Now, you would think on this committee, because they have seen this information, they know the corruptness. They've seen how Biden and Hunter have taken money from Ukraine. You'd think you'd get a little suspicioso. And you would say, no, I don't think we're going to give any more of the taxpayers' money to them. But that's not the way they see it. Not all of them. Palmer from Alabama voted yes. Pence. Is he on that committee or did I just put that down there? I think I just put that down there. He's brother to the vice president. He voted for it because he's, you know, he's establishment. He's not on that committee, though. But Perry is from Pennsylvania. He voted no. And I think I might be. No, here's another one. Sessions from Texas voted yes. And there's a Timmons from South Carolina that voted no. A Turner from Ohio voted yes. There's two of them there in Ohio. And Waltz from Florida voted no. And that's it on that committee, or the Republicans on that committee. You know, that is a mighty, mighty big committee. You'd think they could get something done. I haven't heard any lectures for a little while. I guess they haven't brought in any more things. So not a winning strategy is what the title of this one is. And it is from the Washington Examiner. But I put down the American people. He says it's not a winning strategy four times the House GOP is all or nothing politics has cost it. All or nothing. Well, it would seem to me that the American people are mostly getting nothing. What do you think? They're supposed to be guarding our purse, not spending it. After 50, he goes in here, but he's mainly talking about the speaker and how they want to vacate it again. And, you know, I'm kind of mixed on that. I don't like the way the speaker is doing things, but I think I could see from the outside, and not that it really matters if you see how they vote, but it looks like that majority is getting slimmer and slimmer and slimmer. I mean, we're already dealing with the ones that vote with the Democrats, no matter what. So He's talking about this all or nothing attitude is just going to cost us. And I think it could cost us in the long run. And I hope Marjorie Taylor Greene realizes she needs to calm down. Now, President Donald J. Trump, I want Mike Johnson. Don't vacate. Like I said, we're getting mixed signals here. We're getting mixed signals because Mike's not doing what Trump tells him to do. But there was some kind of a thing in this last one that I think Trump helped him put in there. I'm not positive as to what it was and all that. And then, of course, I've heard that he put something in there that's going to keep Trump from having something. So I don't know. We hear all kinds of things. We don't read the thousands and thousands of bills, pages of bills. It's just Rudy and I here. And we do have work that we have to get done. Although if you'd come in the office, you'd say, well, maybe you should hire a housekeeper because it's pretty messy around here. But Trump says, look, we have a majority of one in the House. It's not like he can go and do whatever he wants. I think he's a very, very good person. I think he's a very good man. I think he's trying very hard. And again, we have to have a very big election. Now, I like what Trump says. I agree with Trump says, except I want him to be very, very careful. Because he used that same wordage with Mike Pence. He's a good man. He's a good person. You're not a good man. You're not a good person if you're not doing your just job. If you're not doing what the people want. Mike Pence did not do what the Constitution said. He did not do what the people wanted. But he teased us as if he was going to. If he really believed and knew already he wasn't going to, he should have just said, listen, Trump and I don't agree on this. I'm going to go ahead and verify all these votes. Trump went on. We have to elect some good senators. Get rid of some of the ones we have right now, like Mitt Romney and others. We have to have a big day and win the presidency. And I have told you before, America, that's coming from me, not him. When people say, well, Carrie Lake and I, you know, Carrie Lake and I don't agree on this abortion thing in Arizona. But other than that, I think she's okay. I don't know that for sure, but I know she's going to stand with Trump. And I hope they don't stand with Trump no matter what he does, because he's not always right. But we need good constitutional people. Or it won't do any good to have Trump in the presidency. We need a House, we need a Senate that's not going to attack him nonstop like they did the last time. Bless his heart, Paul Ryan. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. What about those flags? I told you I was going to mention the flags. I've got some maybe good news on that. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vine Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
You can look for the silver lining, or you can strengthen your portfolio with gold and silver. Optimism is planning for your own financial future. Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading has been watching our economy and the banksters for well over 20 years. The U.S. has an unsustainable debt. While the timing of a collapse cannot be predicted, we know the proverbial straw that breaks the camel's back weighs heavier and heavier with each new stimulus and omnibus bill. Because of our debt and the lack of solid backing, those fiat fiat dollars in your pocket continue to deflate in value. However, gold stays true, true wealth. Give Melody Cedarstrom a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Discount gold and silver trading for all your precious metal needs. And join Melody weekday afternoons at 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Financial Survival Radio. Visit DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com.
Are you satisfied with the benefit you get from expensive nutritional supplements that contain less than 12 minerals? You can't get much help from 8 or 10 minerals if your body needs 60 minerals every day. The nutritional product Immuno 150 is an incredible supplement that contains 70 plant-derived colloidal minerals plus 80 additional nutrients. This whole month's supply of 150 incredible ingredients is available for $59.95. Immune 150's base of 70 minerals is what accounts for its unbelievable 95% reorder rate. The average person notices a tremendous difference within 4 or 5 weeks. Now check it out by visiting the website immuno150.com. That's immuno150.com or call toll-free 888-316-2224. That's 888-316-2224.
At CSC Talk Radio, there's always more to say than can fit into the show's 4 segments. But did you know there's a 5th segment? Several times a week, Beth Ann publishes Beyond the Microphone, the 5th segment. And you can get each publication delivered directly to your email for free. Just go to BethAnnCSCTalkRadio.substack.com and enter your email address to subscribe. Additionally, when you subscribe, you'll be given the opportunity to support the show with a monthly or yearly contribution. You choose. New supporters are always welcome, but you can always subscribe for free. In addition to getting the newest issue delivered to your inbox, you can browse through 100-plus articles on a variety of topics. Just go to BethAnnCSCTalkRadio.substack.com to subscribe today and dive deeper into the important topics that bring America home.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Well, after they waved their Ukrainian flags and, I guess they did everything except sing its anthem. Oh, by the way, we have one representative in the House that actually is from Ukraine. She voted no. She said, we're not doing the Ukrainians any good. This is not a good idea. You know, maybe they ought to listen to her. Maybe they ought to listen to her. Anyway, a Florida congresswoman, and her name is Kat Kamek, is issuing a bill, introducing a bill that would forbid the waving of foreign flags inside Congress after a viral video circulated of dozens of members waving Ukrainian flags following a vote to pass another Ukrainian aid bill for billions of dollars. Watching American representatives pass out and wave Ukrainian flags in the United States of the House of Representatives chamber infuriated me, she said. As we speak, my team is drafting legislation that will prohibit the display of foreign nations' flags on the House floor. The incident took place shortly after they had their big vote. They waved and held their hands in the air and blah, blah, blah. Congressman Bill Pascal, a Democrat from New Jersey, had a full-sized Ukrainian flag draped around his shoulders as he cast his vote in favor of the bill. These are the ones that want you to kneel at the American flag. I don't know who's listening in Jersey, but get rid of this guy. Liberty is always in the hands of the people. Our representative waving foreign flags is not representative of the American people. This is not a religion, DeSantis says, as he bars as in Luminates, Satanist clergy from Florida schools in the chaplain program. It says the Sunshine State, say that three times really fast, the Sunshine State is now welcoming chaplains into public schools, but Satanists need not apply. Yet on Thursday last week, Florida Governor DeSantis, a Republican, of course, signed a bill into law allowing chaplains to volunteer to offer counseling at public and charter schools. However, the Catholic governor warned that Satanists would not be accepted in the program. Now, some have said if you do a school chaplain program that somehow you're going to have Satanists running their round in all your schools. But we are not playing those games in Florida, DeSantis said. That's not a religion. That is not qualifying to be a participant in. We're going to make sure that common sense when it comes into this, so we don't have to worry about it. Well, I had a son that served in the Army, and those chaplains there, they have to be privy, understand all religions, and to worship Satan is a religion. So DeSantis is wrong. It's just not the accepted religion, and we don't have a state religion, so I said that wrong. But we are a Christian nation. Counselors of Satanic, I can't imagine helping the child very much. But when my son was in the Army, he said those chaplains had to serve all of them. And I remember covering that with Derry Brownfield when I worked for him years ago. We had a chaplain on. I cannot remember his name. It was a great big long name, and it started with a K. And he was standing up for what was right. But they had the Gaia. They have the Satanists. They have the humanology or whatever you call it. They had it all. They had, that chaplain had to be understanding all of it, had to do it all, even if he didn't agree with it, which is pretty sad. I have just got this. I had Rudy go get it during the break while we were on the air. Judge in the Bragg trial tells Trump attorney he is losing all credibility. Judge Merchant told former President Trump's defense attorney that he is losing all credibility. Trump's attorney, Todd Blanche, argued that Trump did not violate the order which restricts Trump from making statements without witnesses, prosecutors, besides the district attorney, court staff, and jurors, along the family members of the staff, district attorney, or judge. Prosecutors argued that Trump violated the order 10 times and urged the judge in court filing to impose a maximum of $1,000 fine for each one of them. So that's $10,000. Remember how Boss Hogg, you know, he was kind of a tyrannical boss there. And I know you're not supposed to watch Dukes of Hazzard anymore, but they would decide what the fines were going to be. And back in the old days when you watched the old Westerns, that's how it was done. But they're kind of doing that to Trump. Well, Trump made some statements on Truth Social. You know, I'd like to tell Trump, let me be your mouth. I'll do it as long as you pay my attorney fees. I'll do it. I'll take care of you. Then you won't get violated. Well, anyway, you won't get in trouble. This is coming from a new, I just found it. It's called The Washington Stand. And right away I liked it because it, right before it even gives the title of the particular article. And having done so, stand firm. Ephesians 6:13. Blank checks and slush funds. House passes $95 billion foreign aid package for Ukraine and Israel. It says, while Democrats voted unanimously, but they didn't, at least the list I had, they were not unanimous. There was a few Democrats that were cowards and didn't vote, and there were a few that voted yay. The majority of the Republicans opposed the additional aid. Yes, the majority of them did, but not all of them. It was almost even, Stephen, 112 to 101. Too much Ukraine, not enough USA. That was from Mike Lee in the Senate. The only member of the House born in Ukraine, he says, is Representative Victoria Spartz from Indiana. She voted against sending more aid to her homeland, saying she would only vote to forward additional aid if it came with tighter oversight and provisions to secure the U.S. border. This aid package continues the Biden administration's policy of blank checks and slush funds, she said. Unfortunately, this strategy has failed the American people. Biden has failed the American people. If you don't have proper oversight, we are not going to achieve our goals. We cannot have these never-ending wars. This is a Ukrainian in the American Congress standing up for America, while Americans will not. Something's wrong with that picture. But there's a certain enthusiasm in liberty, causing humankind to rise above itself in acts of bravery and heroism. That's what she's got. Not Jason Smith or Luke Meyer. But do you? Can you stand for righteousness? And for America? To bring America home?
Looking for someone to educate and encourage your group? Invite Beth Ann and her Bring America Home message to your community or event. Call 573-796-2166 or email rudys@csctalkradio.com to invite Beth Ann to speak at your next event. Beth Ann has been behind the microphone for almost 30 years fighting to bring America home. She brings her unique perspective, drawing from her many life experiences and her love for God and country. As a young girl, her family moved from the big city to a small rural community where she would grow up, marry her husband, and together raise five sons. Along the way, she worked in factories, retail, sales, and medical clinic, and now lights up the airwaves on CSE Talk Radio. As the D.C. occupiers continue to drive our society into socialism and anarchy, the message to bring America home grows more crucial by the day. Beth Ann brings that message with contagious passion wherever she speaks. Schedule Beth Ann to speak to your group today by calling 573-796-2166.
Are you satisfied with the benefit you get from expensive nutritional supplements that contain less than 12 minerals? You can't get much help from 8 or 10 minerals if your body needs 60 minerals every day. The nutritional product Immuno 150 is an incredible supplement that contains 70 plant-derived colloidal minerals plus 80 additional nutrients. This whole month's supply of 150 incredible ingredients is available for $59.95. Immune 150's base of 70 minerals is what accounts for its unbelievable 95% reorder rate. The average person notices a tremendous difference within 4 or 5 weeks. Now check it out by visiting the website immuno150.com. That's immuno150.com or call toll-free 888-316-2224. That's 888-316-2224.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.